Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. Time for you to get that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of beautiful divine messages we are going to get for today. And as always, we will start out by introducing ourselves. So it's time for you to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you know, a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and then every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected when she was in a coma, and at that time, she threatened me. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took a while, but I did realize that the connection that I have with Joan is really a divine connection, and she's left this door open, and others have walked through that space. It has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. It has also provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these life-changing experiences, my work background was in law enforcement, but I have now hung up my 357, and when I say that, I start to laugh because I hear Joan whispering in my ear, yeah, she hung it up, but it's still there. She needs it, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force that I now belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone. From the magical DC love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a speaker, an author, and a spiritual healer. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits and fears and limitations, so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the complete freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus and scroll to the end of that page. You'll see Learn More buttons, and DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So it's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. I've posted lots of things that have really resonated with me over the years, and you may just find what you're looking for. Okay, now it's time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us today?
Well, the first thing that I have, Barbara, is a little prayer, and it's entitled Angel Guidance Yesterday, Tomorrow, and Today by Kip Ann Hunt. My dear angels, I ask you, please, balance my empathy and compassion with my courage and strength. Should I begin to sway from this path we journey on, I ask you, please, gently guide me back around. Though, my dear angels, you already see the paths that have yet to unfold before me, you know it is I who must choose. I ask you now and always, my angels, far and near, please guide me true. As this day unfolds before me, it is my heart's desire, my passion too, that in addition to whatever it is I create with you, we also bring beauty, love, and strength to those whose paths we cross today. As was yesterday and will be again tomorrow, I begin today with a heartfelt thank you. Thank you for surrounding me as I awaken to all the new possibilities this day holds. Yesterday's challenges and triumphs will always be a part of who I am, and tomorrow's blessings have yet to unfold. Today is a blank canvas full of infinite possibilities on which to build and create. My angels, I ask you once again, guide me true, for this day belongs to me and you. And that was a little prayer, Barbara, that I just, it felt like it resonated so much today. Okay. And now I have a message from Jesus. Blessings, beloved ones. I hope you're having a great start of your day. I am here to bring hope for this new day. Today, walk in confidence and believe that your future is bright. Where there is darkness, you will see everlasting light. Have faith and know all is well. Trust in me. Trust in my unfailing love for you, my beloved child. My love for you shall light your path. You are never alone on your journey. I am always with you. You will feel my presence and love, even through life's most difficult times. Allow me to come in and direct you when you are in the midst of life's trials. I will remain with you, leading you on the road ahead. Come to me and rest in my peace. I will renew your spirit. Know that I live inside you. Feel my power dwelling within you. Let my loving light permeate every fiber of your being. Let my knowledge fill you with love and peace and provide you with everything that you need. Do not let any circumstance that you are going through intimidate you. You are always safe in my loving arms. It is time now to rise above all that holds you back. You are so loved. Keep pushing ahead, knowing that you can go. You can do all through him who strengthens you, who gives you strength. And through the good and the bad, I am always with you. Never will I leave you. Do not focus on the bad. Focus on the good. When you trust in me, you are always safe and provided for. I have a plan for your life. Walk in faith, allowing me to shine my love upon you and within you. Listen to my voice and follow me. Focus on me and feel the joy my presence brings. I will light the way before you. Grow strong in the light and trust that I will guide you on your journey. Know that I will always be by your side. Walk with me and you will find peace, love, and hope. Allow my presence to give you the strength to do the unimaginable. My grace is all that you will ever need. Beloved ones, this is your time. You are here to shine your light upon the world. Embrace all that you are. You have a divine calling. It's now time to be the living example that you were meant to be. You are deserving of all the good that life has to offer. Be open to all of that. Feel the love and the light that engulf you. Listen to your heart. Feel the power of my love that is flowing through you right now. Step out of your comfort zone and be the amazing, unique source of love that I created you to be. Commit to being fully present. Beloved ones, your time is now. Answer the call. As a child of God, this is your destiny. I will be with you every step of the way, for we are all the great I am. I love you, Jesus. And I have one more message, Barbara. The first part of it is something that I read. Harmony and balance are the natural state of our soul. During the journey of life, this state of equilibrium can be overcome by confusion and pain. If there is an aspect of your life that is out of sync with your heart's true desire or the calling of your soul, ask the radiant archangel Barbael to gently guide you along a sacred path that leads you back to harmonious living. Reclaim that state of joy. And then after that, there's a little mantra. I live in joyful harmony with all of life. Now, this part of the message is the part that I channeled. Call upon me, beloved ones, when you need help in any area of your life that is out of sync. Where there is confusion, allow me to bring clarity and understanding. Where there is pain, there will be healing and forgiveness. All past wounds can be healed. Allow my words to bring harmony and balance, as all your cares are cast to heaven. I am here to help you to go within and to connect with your inner strength and wisdom, bringing the awareness that is needed to make the right decisions during difficult times. I will bestow clarity, love, and patience upon you to overcome any conflict that you are facing. There is no need to fear, for I am with you. To reach the light, one must first understand the darkness. By helping you through dark emotional times, you will connect with a more positive path, gaining valuable lessons that are needed to regain balance, transcending into a more harmonious state. Beloved ones, allow my flaming sword of light to bring peace to you and the power of my presence to help you expand your consciousness. As you resonate with my aura, allow it to initiate healing as you connect and align with my energy. You are connecting with love consciousness. Raise your vibration. Every thought of love and light heals. Allow this love to fill you right now, to fill every fiber of your being. Love is who you truly are, and love is a natural state. Tune into this vibrational frequency and become centered in love, joy, and peace, connecting heaven and earth. Experience this greater awareness and connect to your personal power as well as the collective consciousness. Feel this powerful energy and your connection to everyone and everything. Allow this energy to transform you and then transform the world. Spread love. Beloved ones, the more receptive you are, the more you will resonate in the energy of love and unity consciousness. You will begin to see how this beautiful vibration brings you into perfect alignment, body, mind, and spirit. Allow each moment to be one of purposeful focus as you connect now with the calling of your soul. Remain centered in this loving vibration as your heart guides you to live a joyful, harmonious life. I am Archangel Barbiel. And those are my messages, Barbara.
Thank you, DC. Those were wonderful. Okay, so here is what Jesus wants to say to us right now. My beloved ones, we want you to truly understand that life is a journey. You are here to learn who you are and why you are here. And we know that that may seem silly, that you come into being in order to understand why you come into being, but that is the truth of it. You are here as an expression of the Creator. And the Creator is experiencing life through you, through each and every one of you. So you can see that the Creator is experiencing so much life in every moment. And the Creator allows each of you to create whatever it is you choose to create. Because the Creator just wants to experience. The Creator doesn't have any beliefs about what's right or what's wrong. You are given complete freedom to create your life the way you choose to create it. And we know that some of you get very frustrated because you think that you are doing whatever you need to do to make things right, to make things better, and it seems like a never-ending process. And you're right, it is a never-ending process. It lasts for all eternity. Because it's all about becoming who you already are. That is why you forget who you are, so that you can remember who you are. And if you want to view life as this amazing game that you are playing, then view it that way. Whatever helps you to understand. There is no one right way to be. And we know that some of the past members of your human race have created these writings and visions about perfection and going to heaven and eternity and all of these other things. And it's not a matter of whether or not they're right or wrong. You have the freedom to create whatever you want to create. And anyone who wants to believe what you have created can believe what you have created. There are no restrictions. There are no requirements. You have freedom. So if you find that the rules and regulations of whatever beliefs that you have had in the past are not working for you, then there's absolutely no reason why you need to stick with them. And we know that people have been teaching for thousands and thousands of years that this is the right way, this is the one way, this is what you must do. And those who are looking for someone to tell them what it is that they really are here, follow those rules until they find that those rules no longer work for them. You are evolving. You are becoming. Your world is evolving. Your world is becoming. There is not just one way of being. You have the freedom to be you, to learn whatever it is that you have come here to learn, to understand whatever it is that you have come here to understand. And in one way, everyone is here for the same purpose, but that purpose is individualized for each and every one of you. So looking for someone else to tell you what you should do is not going to bring you to where you are meant to be, because they are going to tell you what they believe, what they have experienced, what they understand. And it may not be what you are here to understand. We are saying this so that you can let go of the whole idea that you are doing it wrong, because you're not. There is no wrong. Each person experiences what they choose to experience. Each of you decided to come into life, to live your life in a particular way. Some of you chose to be born into places that other people consider absolutely horrible and horrendous. Some of you chose to be born into abject poverty. That was your choice. It is not your destiny. You can change your life anytime. And the more you open up to the love that is within you, and that love is there in each and every one of you, then the faster those changes occur. The more you allow love into your life, the more you let go of those beliefs that do not serve you anymore. You have choices. And your life is a never-ending journey of evolution. And you will never really reach that point where everything is absolutely perfect. Because then what would be your purpose of living? So allow yourself to be who you are being, to experience what you are experiencing, to learn what you are learning, without any need to condemn yourself for not being better. You are wonderful, beautiful, magnificent, and glorious, exactly as you are. You are exactly where you are meant to be in your journey. And there is nothing wrong with you. So let go. Just let go of all of that heaviness, the doubt, the fear, the judgment. Just let go. And start living your life in the creative energy of love. Start allowing yourself to create what you truly desire in the moment. And know that it's okay. No matter what it is okay. We are here for you. We are here to assist you. That is our purpose. And we long to fulfill that purpose with you. Please ask us into your life, into your heart. Ask for our guidance. Ask us to share our wisdom. Don't make this a one-person adventure. Allow it to be all of us learning and growing and expanding. You are not alone, and you are not meant to be alone. So let go of any thoughts and needs of being alone and taking everything upon your own shoulders. We are here to help you. We are not here to control you. We are not here to push you aside and say, we know what to do, get out of the way. That is not the way it works. We are here to love you, to guide you, to comfort you. We are here to be with you. Call on us. Call on us whenever you need us. We are always here. And allow your life to become more. We love you. We have infinite love for you. And you deserve it. Be well, my beloved. Be well. Okay. Whew, that's what he wanted to share.
Wow, that was amazing. Thank you.
My pleasure. Okay, we have come to the part of the show where we take questions from callers. And you guys already know the chat room is not working. All right, I'm going to write myself a note to talk to Blog Talk about the chat room after the show. Because once the show is over, I never think about this silly chat room. It's not silly, actually. I miss the chat room.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's been months since we've actually been able to get in there. So right now, we do not have any callers in the queue. Okay, this is one of those interesting days. Oh, and my nose keeps running.
Mine too, Barbara.
We may need to ask, what's the message in the runny nose?
Well, I'm just getting for everyone to stay focused in the present moment. You've got to stay in the here. You've got to stay in the now. And sometimes, you know, we waste too much time thinking about the past and, you know, stuff that really probably wasn't nice, you know, things that happened. And you don't want to project that into your future, okay? And then if you're thinking about the past or the future, you're missing out on what's going on, like, right now in the present moment. And no matter what is going on, there is always a hidden blessing. You can find joy in that moment. That's what
yes.
I'm getting.
That's a wonderful way to look at life.
It is. It is. And I also try to just be more grateful and, you know, like really notice the blessings that I have each and every day. You know, for the littlest things, you know, be thankful. And as you do, you're going to see, you're going to be gifted more and more, you know. I mean, the power of, like, you know, grateful, the power of gratitude is amazing. And, you know, again, whatever situation you're going through and stuff, if you really look, there's something that you can be thankful for. So I... You know, every day, maybe when you get up, you have to write it down if you don't want, but just think of maybe like a couple things that you're grateful for. What are the blessings that you have in your life, you know? And I'm blessed, you know, when we have morning with Jesus. That's my Tuesday and Thursday morning blessing. That's one of them, you know? And even, you know, saying thank you, you know, like thank you to Jesus, thank you to the angels, you know, just say thank you because those are little things that open the door to happiness, abundance, and fulfillment. They're simple little things, but they mean so very much.
And they really
they
do.
Really, yes. So simple little things like that can make a big difference. You know, it doesn't have to be complicated, and it doesn't have to, you know, be a long process. It's just, a, you know, maybe a minute, 2 minutes. Just think about, you know, what you're grateful for and say thank you, you know. It is. It's just so amazing, Barbara. And you know
and, you
what?
Know, one of the...
Hey, Barbara. For you, Barbara. Ginger is saying, you know, she listened to your intro and everything. She said it was really nice, but she sees you as a superhero, honey. She's saying, I love Auntie Barbara. She's one of my superheroes. And she's saying, Mom, she deserves to be recognized for all that she does. And I truly, you know, I'm in total agreement with that, okay? You're always, you know, available to help others, Barbara, and you do it in a, you know, a compassionate and loving way. And Ginger's saying this is, you know, we're going to make this, you know, Barbara Amazing Grace Day. So this is your day today, Barbara. But she's saying, okay. Mom, she goes above and beyond. You do. You go above and beyond to help others, Barbara. And she's saying because of that, she's, you know, wants to recognize you and saying this is Barbara Amazing Grace Day. So this is your day, Barbara.
Well, that is so sweet. Thank you so much.
And she's saying you still got to focus on your superhero. We're not letting you off the hook. You got to think about that superhero.
I do. It's an interesting journey.
Yeah.
You know, part of my evolution is coming to the realization that the things that I've always seen as the problems that I have to deal with in my life, it's like my awareness is expanding, increasing, however you want to term it. And I am seeing what a blessing the things that I have considered my problems have actually been and still are, because I've just encountered so much amazing healing energy, because I'm always looking for solutions to the problems. And I never really looked at process this whole life and what I've experienced and seen it from the other side, you know, because we're taught to see what's wrong and to be upset about what's wrong and to fix what's wrong. And it's my evolution has been about seeing the beauty in things, seeing the rightness in things, even in things that I consider to be wrong. And it's just such an amazing energy. And it just takes me to a different level of being, I guess.
Well, it's interesting. You're very wise.
Some of this insight is happening right now in this moment. So, you know, never assume that you know everything.
She's saying Barbara has that knowingness going on there.
Yes.
Auntie Barbara. She's saying, for as wise as you are, you're still going to be experiencing more. You're going to go deeper, and there's a lot to be discovered. It awaits you.
You know, that's exciting and scary at the same time.
Yeah, it is. But she's saying take a little time, you know, maybe today if you have a little time, and just go within and, you know, connect with that beautiful wisdom, because you're going to use it for your greatest good, and then you always use it for the greater good of all.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting journey, I will say that.
Ginger is honored to be, you know, was able to be here with me, and then now she's on the other side, but she's honored to be, like, part of your earthly journey as well.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad she's part of it, too. I'm glad for all of the Gingers in my life.
Yeah.
Okay. There was something I was going to say, but I have no idea what it was because now it's gone. So I guess I wasn't supposed to say it. I can accept that. So let me see if there's any other messages that I'm getting, and you can check and see if there's any other messages that you're getting.
Ginger, you know what? Ginger is playing with little Barbara. So I'm getting, you know, sort of like an idea that you have to connect with your inner child. And just, you know, play with little Barbara, and whatever you see, whatever you feel, it can't, you know, it won't affect you right now because you're the grown-up Barbara. But you could look and see what little Barbara wants to show you. And after you do that, just know, Barbara, that you are healed, you are whole, you are empowered, and you are wiser because of that beautiful experience.
Yeah, I'm hearing let go and live in wonder. That's what she's showing me.
Yeah, I mean, that's beautiful. My goodness, I guess you have a lot of homework.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let me write down live in wonder.
You're saying, Auntie Barbara, you see yourself as strong, you know, as I do. You know, you are stronger than you think. And she wants you just to, you know, really affirm that you are this big, strong, like, superhero, is what she's telling me to tell you. You have to, you know, really see yourself.
Okay.
And then she's saying, after you get all that done, she's going to let you rest for a while.
I don't believe that they're actually going to let me rest ever. It's like once I learn,
you know, I had another
else pops up.
You're the only one that I'm giving messages to. So Ginger wants to say a little something. She's talking to St. Anthony, and she's saying, Tony, rally round, something lost and must be found. So it sounds like a little, like a cute little childhood nursery rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
But as we know, St. Anthony is, you know, the patron saint of things that have been lost. And not only material possessions, but it could also be something that you felt that you've lost from, you know, within yourself, Barbara.
Okay.
So she's asking you to invite St. Anthony in, and he may, you know, be able to help you to recall different things that you need to recall. And as you do, you're going to, you know, express yourself in a more joyful, positive way, is what I'm getting.
Okay.
And you know what? Again, it comes back to the same messages. From Ginger. And St. Anthony is saying the same thing, Barbara. You don't realize the power that you have within you. You've got this amazing power within you. So he wants to come in and he wants you to, you know, recall whatever childhood, like, memories, like, you know, life experiences, and just, you know, like, release them after that. And then you're going to be able to move forward. Do you paint, Barbara? I'm seeing a paintbrush and a pad there. Do you paint at all?
I haven't painted in quite a while. I used to paint, and I paint symbols. I don't paint landscapes or people.
I'm getting maybe even if you just, you know, get a little pad before you and, you know, paint or use markers or whatever, it's really going to help.
Okay.
It's going to inspire you is what I'm hearing. It's going to be of great inspiration. See, Ginger, scene, that's what you get for not having callers. We're going to focus on Barbara.
Oh, next time I will have callers lined up. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, she loves her Auntie Barbara. You know, some insight there. She said, I've learned from the best. She listened to you, you know, every time that I would call in, and she would listen as well. So she said she really, you know, she got divine wisdom from Barbara.
Good.
So she's saying, Barbara, after you do all that homework, make sure that you have a little bit of time to just have some peace and quiet and everything. And you're going to see in that peace and quiet, you're going to get a lot of aha moments, Ginger is saying.
I like aha.
And even
aha
maybe
moments.
When you, yeah, and even maybe like when you wake up, you're going to say, that is truly what I want to do. You know, she's saying you're going to get some different things as you're sleeping. And she's saying, Auntie Barbara, you're going to connect with your divine magnificence.
Okay.
Well, she'll be watching over, and she wants to make sure that you do that. She's saying because it's really important. Because she's saying this is a time, you know, of clarity for you. So just put your intentions out there, what you are wanting. And you're going to, you know, you're going to go down this path with grace and ease. And if you need, you know, call upon the angels are there for you, Divine Mother, Divine Father, they're with you as well. And I'm getting, you know, like this is going to be something that you've not connected with, and it's going to help you ascend on your path, Barbara. But you think, don't worry about it. It's, you know, it doesn't have to, just relax, you know, and go with the flow.
All righty. I can do that.
Awesome.
Now I have this whole list of stuff to do after our call today.
My goodness. Well, it was supposed to be that way. It was divinely ordered.
Well, let me see if they have anything they want me to tell you, since you're the other person. So let's see. I'm hearing the words, let go. I'm seeing, what am I seeing? I'm not sure what this is. Okay, don't show me something that I don't understand, please, or explain it to me. Okay, so I'm seeing this, it's almost like you're being reborn. That's what they're, why they're telling you to let go, because there is so much, there's so much more inside of you that you have yet to recognize or see.
Okay.
There's a new you coming forth, and she's even more beautiful than you are now, which I find hard to believe is possible, but hey, I will believe what they're telling me.
Well, you know what, Barbara, when people talk like that, I see the beauty of the soul. Like, the physical appearance really doesn't mean anything. I just feel the beauty of people's souls, you know?
Yeah, it's a light you, a you that is composed of light. And that's what's coming forth. It's, you're opening up more and more and more and more and more to your own higher self, to your own soul, to the truth that is within you. And it's taking you to higher levels of existence where you are, where you are living your light, living your light in a way that you haven't done before.
Awesome.
It's hard to put it into words when they're showing it to me, but it is awesome, and it's absolutely beautiful, and it's wonderful, and I thought it just feels really, really, really good. So open up to that.
That's beautiful. Thank you. And Ginger has this big barrel of money, Barb. She's standing over you with this big barrel. And she's saying, open your arms now wide to receiving. She's saying, it's a big barrel of money. It's coming soon to you. So there's something that you're going to start. It's going to be something new that you start. And it's going to be really financially, you know, successful.
Wonderful. I like financial success. And
yes.
I deserve it, too.
Yes, you do. Well, I feel so blessed.
Okay.
Well, I didn't realize it was going to be a show for just us, you know, learning things about ourselves. But it is a never-ending process. We are always learning and growing and becoming. And I guess this is their way of showing that they really do mean everyone. Because there are some people who think of us as, you know, more advanced and all of this other kind of stuff. And we're just at a different place on our path than other people are. It doesn't mean that we're better than anyone else. It just means that we're here and they are where they are. So it's about letting go of the competition and the comparison and just accepting who you are and really living your life your way, because that's what's important.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It truly is. And just showing all these doors of opportunity are opening for you.
I like that too. I am ready to embrace those opportunities and let things come into my life. And that's good.
And I'm getting, you get a lot of your spiritual gifts and everything from a grandfather, Barbara. I mean, you have a lot of his beautiful qualities.
I never knew my grandfathers, any of them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know which one it is, but he was very compassionate and everything, and that's where you get that from.
Thank you, Grandfather.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm hoping that you've been connecting with those on the other side that are watching over you, Barbara. And you know who I mean.
I have had a few conversations with my mother. Yes, I have.
Okay, because it's just so crazy. Like, she'll pop into my head, and I'll think about her. I'll say hello to her and everything, and I'm like, okay, goodness.
She just wants to remind you to remind me to talk to her. So, yes, I have been more open to that. And
oh, that's beautiful.
It's working good, so I'm happy with it.
Yes. I'm just getting, Barbara, that you are such a legacy to your family, you know? They're watching over you. They can't believe what you're doing. They're just, like, so proud of you, so happy.
Well, I'm glad.
You're doing a great job.
It's funny that you say that, because on Tuesday I was at a meeting, and I suddenly had the realization that what I do in my life is very similar to what my dad was trying to do with his life. He was going about it in a different way. But the end goal of what I'm doing was the end goal of what he was doing. And I never really realized that until Tuesday. So
that's amazing. And my dad had spiritual gifts. And it was in his, like later years, he was in a nursing home, and that's when they started to come in and he started to use them. So it's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. But you just, like I said, you've got such a cheering section there, Barbara. You can't believe, like, how many of your family and, you know, friends and loved ones that have, you know, gone to the other side, and they're watching over you, and they're so, they're happy and they're proud, and they just love what you're doing.
Well, then I guess I will keep doing what I'm doing and making the world a better place.
And Ginger's saying, you know, the only approval you need is your own, Barbara.
Oh, I like that.
The
only approval I need is my own.
Yeah, that's what Ginger's saying.
Okay.
My goodness. Yeah, you're on a beautiful path. And interesting, Mom, wait till she sees when she walks down that path where it takes her. Your life is going to be much more joy. And she said, I can't tell her anything more, or I'll get in trouble. I will cut off the telephone and I won't be able to talk anymore. She's saying they'll just take the telephone off of her. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, then I won't and ask her to. Barbara,
speaking of telephone, my grandson now, he's going to be 2 in February, and he has, like, the little tiny, like, toy rotary phone, and he'll pick it up and he'll put it, like, he'll hold it, hello. And I'm thinking, how do you even know, like, how to do that with a rotary phone? Because everybody has cell phones, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, and he'll put the receiver by the side of his head, and he'll hello, and he carries on a conversation. It's really funny.
Oh, that's interesting. I guess he hasn't forgotten everything that he's going to forget in time. So
yeah, that's what I was thinking. And like, this is like a little crazy. And then I mentioned a friend's name from Canada, and he'll go, eh? You know, like, oh my gosh. Eh?
Oh, go, so cute.
He's just crazy. The things he does, it's just, I stop in my tracks and I'm like looking like, what just happened, you know?
Well, great. Wonderful.
And Ginger,
you're learning about
Auntie
what's
Barbara,
there.
One last. Ginger has one last message before she goes. Her and Joan are going to go out, and I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know. But she's saying, Auntie Barbara, you've got to, you know, sit like quietly and take some really deep breaths. She's saying a lot of the time you're shallow breathing and you don't realize it. And she wants you to stop and breathe a little bit deeper.
Okay. I thought I was breathing deeply, but when I'm not paying attention, I have no idea how I'm breathing.
Yeah, and she just, you know, she's saying, you know, this will help you to get centered. You're going to, you know, you'll have clarity. And you'll notice that Jesus is there, Mother Mary, the angels, they're all with you, Barbara.
Yeah. I do notice that.
Yes. She said she's done, she's off.
But now I've got
she's
a question.
In her recordable beeping lips.
But now I want to know about my love life.
Ooh, you want to know about your love life?
Yes.
You know what? I've never heard you talk of love.
That's
an area that
you
really
never.
I never have. That's really amazing. Oh my goodness. Okay. So I'm getting you've got to be open, like, to others. And, of course, you know, open communication is going to be the key. And I'm getting there is a love interest coming, Barbara. That's what the angels are showing me.
Coming or already here?
I got the word coming, so I'm not sure. But I'm getting that there's a little bit of fear and doubt in regard to romance around you.
Okay.
You're going to have to do an infinity healing on that because you've got a little bit of fear and a little bit of doubt, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, once you do, you're going to see how things, you know, begin to move a little bit smoother for you, okay? Okay, what are they showing me? You're a tough one with love. I'm trying to, okay. Okay, is there someone that you are... You're making me work here. Is there someone that you casually connect with presently?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that may get hot.
Okay.
So that's what I'm getting with that. So you of course, that answered the other question. Yep, you did meet this person. And I'm hearing hat, hat, hat. So you make sure that you're ready for this, of course. My goodness. Okay, what are they saying? Okay. And you, of course, like I tell everyone else, that you are, you know, like you're making a list, whether it's a verbal list or a written list, of what you want and what you don't want on the other side?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you have to have the two sides of the list there. Because sometimes when I tell people that, they actually make the one side of the list. Here's all the good qualities. He has all those good qualities, but oh, my goodness, I didn't, you know, put what I didn't want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you know, and you're, you know, I'm sure that you're taking care of Barbara and loving Barbara and doing, you know, beautiful things for yourself in the interim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm also getting, you know, you're going to be more of a social butterfly, Barbara.
Oh, really?
Is what the angels are. Yeah. I see you socializing a little bit more. And I'm getting like, you know, it's time now to really expand your social circle.
Okay.
So that's what I'm being shown to, that that's going to help as well. Okay, let's see. Okay, so the person that you're connecting with, I'm getting, is sensible, affectionate, reliable. And are you making room in your life and, you know, in your space? Because I'm getting, Barbara, you focus, like, way too much on your work.
Well, yeah, I do.
So that's what I'm saying. You've got to make sure that if you're doing that, you've got to make equal time to, you know, open up the love.
Okay.
And I'm getting the word... I'm getting the word balance around you. Okay, and just the word communication. And, oh, my gosh, I'm getting, Barbara, have some fun. Oh, my goodness. I mean, this is fun for us. That's what the angels consider fun. But I'm getting new beautiful beginnings around you. And as we're connecting, you're surrounded by beautiful, unconditional love, Barbara.
Good.
And I'm getting this person is like not just loving in an earthly way, but he's got a divine spirit as well that connects with beautiful energy. So it's like it's a beautiful match. So it's time to follow your heart. And I see all the, like I said, follow your heart. And if you look around, you're going to see all these little hearts floating around you, Barbara. So just go with the flow and express yourself, and it's just going to be amazing. I got like little tinglies all over me. Oh my goodness. You're going to be surprised how it's going to take like such a major turn, and it's going to be awesome. And I'm getting the word soulmate.
Okay.
So this could turn into, you know, what you've truly, like, you know, envisioned is what I'm getting. And the angels, they're just saying, don't be afraid that you're going to make the right choice. And you're going to be going on a journey, so make sure it's not on a Tuesday or Thursday.
I'll just make sure there's an internet connection no matter where I am.
All right. My goodness. But this is the time. This is the perfect time for what you've been waiting for. You're going to build that beautiful, solid foundation. And, you know, as you're visualizing it, the angels want you to start writing it down, Barbara.
Okay.
So visualize your goals, what you're desiring. And I'm getting, like, old-fashioned courtship. That's what I'm getting. Well, it's going to be really beautiful. And of course, you want to be wined and dined and, you know, treat it like that. And I'm getting, let's see. I'm getting that the person that you're, you know, thinking about is ready. He wants, like, basically what you want. And let that empower you.
Okay.
My goodness. Yep, and I'm getting, like, I see your arm, and you're reaching for this person, and it's funny because you can't get him just yet, but he is within your grasp. And he's loving, and he's so spiritual as well. He's just the perfect person for you. That's awesome. Very cool.
Well, that's good to know.
Have you been dreaming at night about this relationship?
I don't think so.
Well, maybe
but
you are.
I've been
and
doing
just
so much
real
clearing work that at night my dreams are weird, because I'm clearing
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Oh my goodness! Well, that's good. Make some space for all the new, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm just getting, you know, you've been laughing on the show and stuff, and that's what the angels said. They're giving you that prescription: laugh more. You know, and make sure that you have proper balance between your spiritual and your physical life, Barbara.
Okay.
And we have an affirmation from the angels to Barbara. I make the right choices with my relationships.
Ooh, I like that.
That's your affirmation from the angels. I make the right choices with my relationships. And that's what they have. I hope that helps.
Yes. Very interesting.
Awesome. Amazing. Yeah, you've never, ever, ever, I've never heard you ask about love. I almost fell off the chair. Goodness.
Well, I'm glad you didn't fall off the chair. I'd hate for you to hurt yourself.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, you're
okay.
You're headed to a beautiful, beautiful path with this person. Oh my goodness.
No wonder.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, and you'll have to let us know if, you know, what goes on with you as well.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It will be interesting. It's been
interesting. The angels have
though.
They have one teeny little more affirmation. My desires are manifesting for me.
Ooh, I like that one, too.
Yeah. So that's what they have for you, Barbara. And I'm getting the words very soon.
Okay. I can handle it very soon.
Awesome. Well, this was an
okay.
amazing show. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
It wasn't what I expected, but yeah.
But it's exactly the way it was supposed to be.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's awesome.
I'm beginning to accept that about my life. It's exactly the way it's supposed to be.
Yes. Definitely.
Okay, well, don't forget, I have the It Answers to Life's Question show tomorrow, and you are always more than welcome to be there.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Hopefully, little Jackson will cooperate.
Well, you tell Jackson that, you know, that he needs space.
Yeah, he's got to behave or maybe take a nap, hopefully, during that time, Barbara.
Okay, well, great.
The angels could.
Well, I look forward to that.
Yeah, cradle him and rock him, and maybe he'll sleep for us.
Maybe so.
Well, thank
okay,
you for the beautiful show.
Well, thank you for the reading and all of the information you gave me. Now I have my whole list that I've got to go over and make sure that I do everything on the list. You just create more work for me. You know that.
Yeah. And little Barbara's waiting to play with you, too. So she's not going to be patient any longer, she's saying.
Okay.
She wants to play. She's saying girls just want to have fun.
I can accept that. All right, then.
Yeah.
Well, thanks everyone for listening, and we will be back next Tuesday for more Morning with Jesus, and you can join us tomorrow for Get the Answers to Life's Questions. It's time for you to also step up and start making changes in your life, because you deserve to be happy and loved and prosperous and joyful and all of that wonderful stuff too. Okay, thanks, DC, and I'll talk to you the next time I talk to you.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.